Okay, thank you for coming and being with us. I just love it that we're praying for our country and that those of you who are with us really believe in praying for America. You believe God. You believe of the possibilities for this nation. You're willing to fight for it. It just means so much to him. And it means a lot to us, but it could never mean as much to us as it does to him. I promise. If you ever want to know just how much it does mean to him, close your eyes and visualize Christ on the cross, crying out, "Father, forgive them." And as he does, remind yourself, he prayed those prayers and he endured that suffering, knowing that America was part of the negotiation to make this country free, that we can work with him to make many countries free. I'm very excited. It's going to happen. I always want them to play that song, "Do It Again," because in all honesty, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because it is so meaningful to me. It's still so meaningful to me after all this time. But he came in at an hour that I was undergoing very much affliction. And he sang that song to me. My concern at the moment that he arrived was America. I thought, if I don't make it, America's not going to make it. That is what I was told. And so I had to make it, but for all intents and purposes, it didn't really look like that's where I was headed, and that maybe where I was headed was to go to heaven. So I'm in this quandary when he comes through my door, sits down on my bed, and he said, "I came to sing you a song." And he sang me that song. And so when he was finished, I'm crying like a little baby. And he said, "That's my promise to you. I will do it again, and America's going to make it, and so are you." Well, here I am now, talking with you, and in a very, very short time, President Trump is going to show the whole world that you can only overcome him for a little while before he rises up in that resurrection power. He's flowing in right now and does what he intends to do in the name of the Lord. So it's pretty exciting. There was something else I wanted to tell you. Oh, I was given a word about a month ago, I think, 3 weeks to a month ago from the Lord. It was a three-part word. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the first part. I've got to find, because I always write the words down, so I have to find it. But the middle part and the second part I remember very well. And the word was, keep your eye on July 4th, because something is going to happen. Well, it turns out that at one point, I saw an explosion of light take place, and it took place right next to a picture that I have of the Trumps, but it took place on his side of the picture. And it was, an explosion of light. Then, after the 4th of July, we get this notice of this brilliant solar storm coming in. And one of those asteroids came in right over America and exploded over the Northwest. Turns out that about 6 states saw that explosion. It was incredible. And it exploded at something like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time, July 4th. So that was what the Lord was telling me to look for. And that explosion is a message from the Lord. He's telling us light over all things that have been hidden in darkness is going to occur. Light is not just going to occur, it is going to explode into the scene. That July 4th sign and wonder was for his intercessors and those who are standing for Trump and standing for this nation. Isn't that exciting? That is worth jumping up and down for. That's worth getting on, you know, one of those miniature trampolines and just jumping as high as you can on it, crying out, yippee! So, I just think that's beautiful. And then
Anita,
I want to... Yes?
Do you think that that's a coincidence that that explosion of light took place in the Northwest?
I think that it was purposeful. I just don't know what it means, John.
Praise
but
God.
I do know that the fact that it exploded on the East Coast time, right on 4th of July, it's like he's engulfing the whole nation in this promise. Do you have an idea what it might be a sign of?
I just believe that it's a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough that we've been waiting for. Oh, I just believe that it's a breakthrough that we've been waiting for, and that the Lord promised that something profound would happen.
Yeah, I do agree with that completely, because of that explosion of light right next to that picture that I have of Trump. It was right at shoulder level, and it exploded with a bang. That's why I caught it. So I definitely feel like God is saying something profound. Okay, I'm going to, hopefully, so God really does speak through solar incidences. He speaks through earthquakes, positively through earthquakes. I could go on for a long time how the Lord has spoken to me through earthquakes. And many, many times that he has stopped or so diminished earthquakes as I've gathered people to pray against it. It is just phenomenal And I know John went with us down to Portland, and there we prayed against a volcano that was about to erupt. And God gave us grace, and we succeeded. I just think that's wonderful. But now there's a volcano of chaos, and I really want to encourage all of you, please, be praying for Portland, that God will intervene against this chaos. Okay, I need to get on with what I'm going to share with you tonight. I want to talk to you about the transition. I want to talk to you about this if I can. This morning I was gifted with a tremendous gift, and it just keeps exploding inside of me all day long. And I think it has something to do with this message. And that gift is, I have received many, many, many baptisms over the years, but particularly since 2019. Baptisms of love. He's done that since I entered into union. But this morning what I experienced, I really feel like goes with this message. So I want to share it with you. There is a divine love that is higher than what I have received in these baptisms of love. Indeed, they've been very high, very holy, very beautiful. But what I received today, I cannot remember ever receiving anything like it before. I woke up out of a sound sleep, and there I was, with this divine love that was so high, so holy, so all-encompassing, that I found myself wrapped not only in love, but in joyful love. Just as much joy as a person could contain. And all I'm thinking is, I love the world. I love everybody in the world. I can't think of anybody that I don't love, and that I don't love enough to give my life for them. I've never experienced such a powerful love. And the joy that flowed with it was magnanimous. I just felt like I could lift my wings and fly up into the heavens with this joyful love, this encounter with this joyful love. And I believe with all my heart that the message is for you. Jesus does not have to be pulled on. He does not have to be this thing that I experienced this morning. I felt like the Lord was giving me the privilege of feeling His heart for the nations of the earth, not just America, but for the nations of the earth. I felt like He was showing me the joy of the many souls that are going to be saved through what He's about to do. I feel like He was revealing the love that He was coming out of to provoke us to keep praying and to keep believing, because He loves what He is about to do so much that if he hadn't already given his life for it, he would. It's very meaningful to him. It's very wonderful to him. He is a joyful participant in helping to heal and to destroy the works of darkness in America, but also in other nations that are crying out for the redemption of their nations. So if you ever want to know how God feels about what we're doing, and how God feels about what he's doing in respect to President Trump, preparing him to return, I want to tell you that the love that you are inciting in our Lord, the joyful anticipation coming out of his big divine heart, is so great, so excited, that it's impossible to know how to explain. You are pleasing him magnanimously. If anyone ever tells you anything different, just tell them, well, that's not what the Lord is saying. And what he's saying speaks louder than anything any human being can say. And I think that asteroid coming through the heavens is just a momentary reminder that he's coming like a flash of light. Often when angels visit me, they will come in a starburst, and they will leave in a starburst. But what we saw from that asteroid was far greater than any little starburst. He's coming. He's coming in light. He's coming powerfully. He's coming unexpectedly. He's coming to undo the powers of darkness and to reveal what must be revealed. And our Lord is so excited about what he is about to do as this nation comes together as one nation under God, according to our Constitution. He is coming to stop what the enemy intended, to undo what he's already done, and he's going to do such fantastic things for the prayers that you have prayed. And you who have stayed faithful, refusing to believe the lies, but staying faithful to the Spirit of the Lord and to his will, you are going to reap such a wonderful reward. That's what I think he's saying. Pretty good, huh? Here we are. I only have a few more minutes. So maybe what I'll do, instead of speaking to you about what I've got written here, I'll do that next week. And I'll just take a few more minutes to encourage you. When a woman is giving birth to a child, she may experience the most difficult, tremendous pain she has ever known. If she's giving birth to twins, that's probably pretty sure what she's going to experience. But when that baby is born, she forgets that pain for the sake of the wonder of the little life she is holding in her arms. And for those of us who have endured much to see God's heart satisfied, When once everything is accomplished, things are settled down, we're moving forward, that's how it will be for us. We will forget how difficult it was. So I'd like to encourage you to ask him to help you always to remember, so that you can faithfully pray that America will remember that we almost lost it. The very first gathering we ever had, this is a tremendous story that I'm going to tell you. The very first gathering we ever had, before I went down to be with the people of the gathering, in the hall where we were holding it, I was upstairs and I was given a vision. And in this vision, I saw a mother laying on the operating table. I saw surgeons all around her. I saw them cut her little tummy open and take the baby, take the womb that was holding the baby, cut it open, take the baby out, connect it to life support system, and begin to cut its little chest open and operate on its heart. This baby was very young. It was very small. But it had a bad heart. And had they not done what they did, the baby would not have survived birth. So this is what they did. When the surgery on the heart was over, they picked it up, put it back in the womb. Well, you know, first of all, they sewed it up, picked it up, put it back in the womb, sewed it up, then sewed up the tummy, and they were so excited. Now, I have a friend who is a baby doctor, and she told me what the name of that surgery was. If it happens, and I said, what do you mean if it happens? I want to show you a picture. It has just happened. And she went, really? She always used to say that. Really? And I said, yes. Look, here is a picture of it. This baby is the first baby to ever receive that kind of surgery. And she said, they have been talking about this surgery for a long time. And they're calling it intro something. I can't remember the whole name. And this baby survived that surgery. But when I had the vision about a week before, the Lord spoke to me after the surgery was completely over and said to me, there now, just as this baby will never know what it was saved from through this surgery, America will never, never know what it has been saved from, because you've answered the call, gathering the intercessors, having the gatherings for the healing of this nation. America will never know what you have saved it from. Here we are 20 years later, 22 years later, and I think really and truly for the first time, it is hitting me with such a magnitude. We're really essentially at the end of the road of this part of the work of the gatherings. The gatherings will continue. But this part was the birthing part of the promise. We've gone through the surgery. We've watched the baby we were bringing birth to be healed and about to be born. And it's going to be born, I believe with all of my heart, with those babies who were saved from abortion. We're all going to be born together. God will save these babies from that tragedy because you prayed, because you came, because it mattered to you. You kept praying. Some might have said, we've prayed for 20 years. What makes you think that God's really going to intervene? And we just have to say, you know, because God has maintained the burden in His for this reality. If it weren't going to happen, the burden would have been lifted. But it is going to happen. Have been and will be major part in the overall promise that He is opening up to us. Just as He opened His heart and healed it, He's opening the heart of this nation to heal it. He's opening the heart of the church, the intercessors in particular, to heal it. When you see come to pass all the things we've been praying over for the last 20-some years, and you see this come to pass, and that come to pass, and that come to pass, my dear friends, every time you see President Trump climb into a vehicle of some sort and go to the place from which he is going to perform the presidential duties, you're going to remember this was part of God's promise the first time and now the second time. His continued faithfulness to keep fighting for this nation, for him to put together a Republican Party that is not perverted, that is not everything we wish it weren't, to overcome the Democratic Party. It is living proof before our very eyes that God is answering our prayers. Had we not prayed, none of this would have happened. America would have been lost through the gate of the Democratic Party right into communism. I'm telling you that as one who knows and as one who has seen. You have saved your nation, church. Those of you who have stood in the gap through thick and thin, you have saved your nation through your prayers and your faithfulness. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've given. Thank you for believing and continuing to believe. Thank you for holding on to the hand of God and walking with Him down this long, narrow path to the unbelievable, unmistakable beauty of what He is birthing. We love you very much. Now I'm going to let these guys start praying.